The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars. The following story is fictitious. The purpose of this story is to teach important messages, manners, and morals to children in a way many of them will enjoy, no matter how small. In the great big savannah lived a mighty lion named Laith. Laith was strong and scary, fierce and fast, but was loved by all the animals of his savannah because he protected them all, no matter how small. Laith was friends with the animals of his savannah, but their friendship was not normal. Sometimes he felt that because he was so scary and that the other animals treated him like a king, he was a bit lonely. One blazing hot afternoon, Laith the lion went to the watering hole to get a drink of refreshing water. As usual, many of the animals who were also there on that day would nod politely at Laith, and then they would rush off back to their homes, too scared to accidentally anger the lion. All of the animals swimming quickly scurried out of the water and ran off. All except one, a little ferret. She was too busy playing and enjoying the cold water to notice that Laith had come. When she finally did notice that her friends had gone, she looked around to see why they had left her. And that's when she saw him. The great big lion's mane, the sharp teeth, the gigantic paws with sharp claws, and those golden eyes staring right at her. At seeing Laith and no friends around, she suddenly forgot how to swim and began to drown. Laith's eyes went wide when he noticed this. "What is that little ferret doing?" So he quickly sprung to action and jumped into the water. He swam to the little ferret and lifted her with his nose, taking her back to the shore of the watering hole. When he put her down, he saw that she was shaking, so he kicked some warm sand on her. But she wasn't shaking from the cold water. She was just terrified. "What is your name?" Laith asked, his booming voice scaring the nervous little ferret. "Fifi," she said, her voice small in comparison. "Thank you," the little ferret squeaked out. I will repay you one day for saving me." At hearing the little ferret's words, Laith let out a roaring laugh, his sharp teeth scaring off the little ferret. How was this little ferret going to repay the big strong lion? When he noticed she had run away, he stopped laughing. Once again, he was all alone. He went back to the watering hole to drink. As he drank, he looked at the water. "It sure would be fun to swim with my friends in here," he said to himself. Eventually, he started to splash the water with his paw and then his other paw, and eventually he found himself swimming and playing as the animals watched him from afar. "Join me," he roared to them, but none of them joined in. Then he came out of the water and lay in the sun to dry off. As he lay there alone, some hunters came to tie him up. They threw a net around him and he woke up, roaring and growling at them. The hunters left him in the net and went to prepare his cage. The animals watched in fear but were unable to do anything. Laith was their protector. They never had to protect him. From the crowd of animals came the small ferret. She ran across, determined to prove herself to the lion. She went to the net and started to nibble at the ropes with her teeth. Snap, snap, snap. The rope snapped and broke, and the lion was free from the trap. He ran back to the other animals, and they all cheered. Hooray, the king is free! Hooray for the little ferret! Fifi, the little ferret, looked up at Laith and said, "You laughed at me when I said I would repay you, but I saved you from the hunters." Laith laughed and said, "You were right, little ferret. You can help a great big lion, no matter how small you are." The end. The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that sometimes we can surprise ourselves and do amazing things, even if other people might not think we can. If you want to do great things, do not tell yourself that you can't, because if you never try, you won't know for sure if that's true or not. A community needs all sorts of different people, some who are stronger, some who are more artistic, and some who are braver. And so, dear listeners, learn from Laith the lion, and do not look down at someone just because you may not see what they are capable of. And learn from Fifi, and be brave, and do great things even when people think that you can't. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.
By the will of God, you will make a change.